This is WSKG News. Free tuition is available for many people heading to a New York State school this fall. Karen DeWitt sat down with outgoing SUNY Chancellor Nancy Zimpher and asked about any drawbacks and whether there's enough room for all the students.
It's a last dollar scholarship, and that might be between 20 and 40,000 students, which is a huge number. If we could acclimate and enter and graduate 20,000 more students, that would be a boon to this state.
Can SUNY handle that, though? Because you can't really control what campuses they would go to. So some campuses might have a huge influx.
It's exciting, isn't it?
But do you have the professors? I mean, would they be disappointed when they got there and couldn't get, maybe not get their courses?
Well, we've actually examined which of our campuses have room, which don't. So many of our community colleges do. Remember, people, when the economy is bad, they come back to school. When it gets better, they go back to work. So we have that space we created during a bad economy in our community colleges. And then a handful of our four-year institutions have room. So we're going to try to direct people to the places where we know there's capacity and we can respond to it.
But the student could still choose what college they want.
Absolutely can.
Right? Yeah. Okay.
But if they're not admitted, you know, we're not changing our admissions requirements. We can redirect them. What our goal right now is to redirect every student who applies to SUNY. If you didn't get in here, here are five other places where you can go. We don't want to lose a single applicant. And so this Excelsior Scholarship gives us a tool to work with that.
One of the more controversial aspects is the residency requirement. If they take 4 years of free SUNY tuition, they have to stay in the state for 4 years. And people have said, well, what if you can't get a good job? You end up, you know, working at McDonald's. You know, how is that going to work out for the student? Do they have to pay back the loan? What are the terms of that?
Well, they do. Yes, they do. But here's the thing. 85% of SUNY's graduates stay to work and live in New York anyway. So we're talking about 15%. Mm-hmm. And there are waivers for the military. There are exceptions that can be made. So I think this is just New York saying we want a return on our investment. And I go, fair enough.
Yeah. So they still have to pay for room and board.
They do.
Right. And, you know, talking to younger people these days, that's two times as much as the tuition.
Right.
So it's not free. I mean, they are going to have a stake in having it. Families are going to still have to invest money.
Well, it's interesting. I'm on a national commission that initially called itself Free College. Mm. We spent the first 4 hours of our board meeting defining free. Free is a concept. It's a vision of, gee, I might be able to go to college when I thought I never would. And that free word is pulling a lot of people in. But we are also able to use a lot of our scholarship money to buy down room and board and buy down the cost of books because of Excelsior. So Excelsior and Pell and the tuition assistance program take care of tuition. Then we have the other philanthropic money to buy down room and board and texts.
Is this going to hurt the private colleges at all? They've said we can't compete with free.
Well, I really don't know. I've tried to open my own mind to this is good for all of us. New York is a very generous state to private institutions, second only to Texas in terms of access to tuition assistance and the Bundy aid. So I think we're doing pretty well by our private institutions. And in this case, we educate so many New Yorkers. Something like 43% of all New Yorkers go to a SUNY school, and we prepare a quarter of all the teachers. So it's important that we support public education largely because of the scale of our work.
That was Karen DeWitt talking with outgoing SUNY Chancellor Nancy Zimpher.